Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, Letter Number 5687. Baruch Hashem, the 28th of Menachem of Tavshin Yud Zayin, this is Brooklyn. This letter is addressed to Rav HaChosid, Yosef Sheyichya Halevi, Weinberg. Now, if you remember in the previous letter, Rabbi Weinberg said to the Rebbe that the person that he was going around, that he was raising funds, it didn't say exactly where. I remember previously he went to South Africa, he raised funds, but the person over there wasn't doing as well, and he was sort of cutting a little bit of his contribution. The Rebbe suggested that that's not the way to go. Now the Rebbe is writing actually a letter to this Rabbi Weinberg, and the Rebbe always wanted that when people come and they ask you for something, in other words, they're raising money, they should also give something. As it used to be known as, you cut physicality, but you plant spirituality. And I've told you many times that this person who has many shaluchim, he gives money to a lot of different organizations. Basically, everybody who comes to him, he says there's one difference between the Chabad and some of the other fundraisers. The other fundraisers come there, sit him in and take the check, and they're happy they're out of there. But the Chabad is different. The Chabad, they leave you a mezuzah, they leave you a matzah, they leave you a pamphlet, they put out tefillah with you, they give you something also. They don't just take, they give. So the Rebbe is telling to Rabbi Weinberg, although you don't mention about this in your letter, it is my hope that you're also involved. Not only are you collecting physicality, meaning money, but you're also sorting out the sparks over there. What does it mean? That you're igniting the lamp of Hashem, which is the soul of man, to add to the light with additional light, with additional energy, in all those who already, it's lighting. You know, some people's neshama is already a flame, but you can always add to that flame, to that energy, to that passion. And the Rebbe says, to the extent that it should be going up on its own, which is taken from the verse, Ba'aloyscha Esanedis, Rashi says that when he lit the candelabra, so he lit it, not just lit it and walked away, but he lit it to the extent that it went on its own, it just kept on going. So the Rebbe says, you don't mention about what you've been doing as far as inspiring people, inspiring their soul, kindling their neshamas. But the Rebbe says the success in that, the Rebbe says the more successful you'll be in kindling those souls, energizing them, that will increase and add also in your success in your collection of monies as well. I've spoken about it many times. So the Rebbe says you won't lose out. It will actually help you with your fundraising. Now, apparently from his way back, and again, I'm not sure where he was, in South Africa, Australia, I don't know. But anyways, on his way back to New York, to where he lived, he was passing Israel. So the Rebbe says, I have told the people in Israel about him, his coming over there. So the Rebbe says, for sure, if you have the possibility, spend as much time as you can in the Holy Land, to the extent possible. Spend there as much as you can. And the Rebbe says, I have a reason for that. Because the Rebbe says there are several points in Chabad matters in the Holy Land, Tibon of Issikoinen, that require verification, require encouragement, strengthening. They need some strengthening. And the Rebbe says, when they will know that you are going to see with your own eyes what's going on there, and you are going to report what you saw to me. The Rebbe doesn't say to me here. The Rebbe calls when you report here, meaning back home, you report to the Rebbe over here. So that alone, the known that you're going to report, this itself is going to encourage and arouse by the people there an additional awakening, and it will reveal more inner powers in order to do things better, right, in the right way. The Rebbe says, spend the time there, see firsthand, and they will know that you're coming back to report of what you've seen, so this itself will improve and will make it in a better way. And the Rebbe says, so that's one thing the Rebbe wants him to do. And then the Rebbe says it will be also proper to find out, by Reb Pinchas Yechiya Altos, there were some manuscripts of Chassidus that he had in mind to receive them and to send them here. It hasn't yet happened, so the Rebbe wants him to find out about that. The Rebbe blesses him, there's dot, 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 but the Rebbe blesses him with success in all of the details of his work, good health, for good news in all of the above. And the Rebbe says, also regards to all of the Anash, may they live there. Now, the Rebbe actually sent him several letters that we've had before, and actually the Rebbe made him, in the very beginning, the Rebbe also made him into a successful fundraiser. You know, eventually he became one of the top fundraisers, but it all started with the Rebbe writing letters for him. We had in the earlier years, the Rebbe would write and ask the people to help him, but eventually he worked himself up to a pretty high level of fundraising, and one I know that many I wanted to emulate his success in the area of fundraising. But anyways, the Rebbe says, don't just fundraise, give them too, give them Yiddishkeit. The more you give them, the more they will actually give you. So that's going to be a help for you as well. The Rebbe says, you don't write about it, but the Rebbe says, I'm hoping that you're doing this. And the Rebbe says, I already notified to Israel that you're coming there. Take the opportunity to encourage the people. Take the time as much as you can to spend over there, and that you will come back and report. This will help them, encourage them, and bring out even more strength to do more. And the Rebbe says about those Hasidic manuscripts that find out by this Rabbi Altos, and the Rebbe blesses him success in all the details of his work, and for good news in all of his matters.